Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
One of the things that drives me absolutely, well, there are a lot of things that drive me crazy, and I know this is something that you and I actually have in common.
And increasingly, it's turning out to be me, but that's all right.
Well, I wasn't going to air our dirty laundry on the air, Brian, but if that's where you want to go on a Friday, fine. No, you know, people, because we both do a lot of driving, when I'm trying to get somewhere, and there's two things here that drive me crazy. The people who drive in the left-hand lane drive me nuts.
Right.
Because I think they drive everybody crazy, but what bothers me even more are the people who drive in the middle, and not only are they not doing the speed limit, but they're going a little bit below. And then they're usually the anxious drivers. They want to have a lot of room to maneuver.
Right.
So they drive in the middle lane. So now you not only have to pass them on the left, but inevitably you try to pass them on the left, and there's someone in the left-hand lane who's doing 1 mile over the speed limit.
Yep.
1 mile. And between the two of them, you can't go. So you have to go over two lanes to get into the far right-hand lane to go around both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what causes problems. And I look at today, and I'm willing to bet there's going to be an accident somewhere along the line today. It's going to be a terrible accident. And it's going to be because someone is in the left-hand lane driving super slowly, and someone is in the middle lane who is going slower than they are, and you can't get around. And it drives me absolutely nuts. And you, at least, have a big urban assault vehicle, so you can just go over them.
Yes, I try not to do that, but it is maddening when you run into these people who are driving too slow in the left lane, it is against the law, but it seems that the law is so rarely enforced, and that would change under one piece of legislation that's being proposed by Frederick County Delegate William Folden of Maryland, who says, "Look, it's time for this to be an official a crackdown. We need to have a firmer law about this, and we need to make sure that the law is enforced." He's proposing a piece of legislation in the House of Delegates in the state of Maryland. And it has passed there, apparently, and now awaits a vote in the Senate. And this is one of those issues where it really matters. Joining us now on the line is Maryland Delegate William Folden.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine. So we know that driving in the left-hand lane is, you know, it's not supposed to be the lane you sit in. How does this law change that, since we already know that that's something that you can get ticketed for?
Oh, well, actually, in the state of Maryland, you can't be ticketed for driving in the left lane.
You cannot. Wow. So there you go. So it will now allow police officers to ticket people who sit in the passing lane.
Well, I mean, let's be honest. We're not looking to make another revenue source for the state of Maryland. This is simply looking to gain voluntary compliance from the motoring public in the state of Maryland. That is one of five states that have weak or no law, enforceable law, about left-lane drivers. And the other states, now mind you, Maryland has the second worst traffic congestion in the country, but there's 39 other states that have some form of this law. Maryland's one of five that do not. The other four are Alaska, South Dakota, North Carolina, and Puerto Rico. So I'm not sure, I'm just kind of thinking outside the box here, but I'm pretty sure those states don't have similar traffic patterns like we have. So I don't know what our problem is or why we're so slow to get to this.
All right, so your measure, how did it do in the House?
The measure, it was definitely a hotly debated issue on the House floor, and it passed 73-66.
Really? 73? Well, that was a lot closer than I thought it would be. What are the chances now in the Maryland Senate?
I mean, I think we had our hearing yesterday at 1 o'clock. There was a lot of good dialogue about it, a lot of good Q&A. There's interest in it, which is good. There's always going to be hesitation on some members' part about, you know, what this means for as far as giving law enforcement another tool. And, you know, in our current age that we live in, unfortunately, we seem to be a little more reluctant to give law enforcement the measures or tools they need to facilitate, in this instance, a better, more fluid traffic pattern. Because this isn't, you know, this isn't about anything other than encouraging driver courtesy. We're all taught in driver's ed, hey, the left lane's for passing, you know, and then kind of, and then move back over. You pass to the left, move back over. But it's never been an enforceable standard in the state of Maryland. And we've all seen it where this causes bottlenecks in traffic where two people or several cars will just stay side by side at the lower end of the, and the speed limit, if we're being honest with each other, it's become more or less a guide. It's, the only time it's a hard, fast number is when you've gone so far above it that you've been stopped by a police officer.
Right.
That's a hard, fast number because it's on your citation.
And you, I should mention, you are a former sheriff deputy and a former police officer before you made the move into politics. And I'm sort of curious as to how you think from a law enforcement standpoint, will it be enforced? Is it something, like you said, you're not really looking for a lot of tickets to be written, just hope that the presence of the law causes people to do the right thing? Or do you think that the police will actually get out there and try to enforce this law?
Well, actually, let me just be sure that we're clear on this. I'm still a police officer.
Oh, excuse me, I'm sorry.
In legislature. So I'm the only active police officer in our legislature.
Yeah.
This would minimize the bottlenecking. Again, the best thing about this bill is that there would be signs posted up along the shoulders of the roadway, like when I went to Texas last summer with my wife, and it said on the shoulder of the roadway, there were signings that said, left lane passing only, and only was underlined. You know, and that's what we in police work call a clue. So I probably shouldn't be hanging out in that left lane,
right?
Unless I'm passing someone, and then I can simply move back over. And it didn't matter where I was. I didn't have to be from Texas. The sign was very clear, and the message was clear. And again, this lowers driver frustration. This is, you know, it lowers aggressive driving behavior, so we don't have drivers darting across two lanes because they're frustrated, and then darting back across two lanes and as close as they can to that slower driver because, you know, I'm going to show that person that was in the way, you know, that I'm upset with them, and, you know, thereby lowering incidents of road rage. I mean, Frederick County just had a road rage incident 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago, that resulted in a shooting.
Was it involved with something like this?
It was where they were jockeying around and doing this type of effect, yes, sir.
All right.
See, I drive in many states where this is the law, and I don't see enforcement of it. I don't know anyone who has ever been ticketed for hanging out in the left-hand lane. Now, I have seen on some state roads, state troopers come barreling down the left-hand lane, and they are just clearing everybody out. They just clear everybody out of that left-hand lane. They get behind somebody, and they put their lights on, and they clear them out. And then when you can't see the cop anymore, the exact same suspects get right back into the left-hand lane. So I don't know.
They probably have Maryland tags on.
Well, but how do you enforce it?
Yeah, well, how do you enforce it in a place on a roadway like I-270 or on the Beltway?
And that's really another issue in and of itself. I mean, Maryland doesn't have the money to be dumping into the infrastructure to add extra lanes. So we've got to kind of think outside the box to find better ways to encourage driver courtesy as well as a more fluid traffic pattern. So that's what this bill does. It simply allows for a more, you know, encouraging drivers, courteous drivers, or a more courteous behavior to get back to what we were taught at driver's ed, which was to move back over.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this isn't something where you're going to see somebody running radar in the middle of the lane, and then they're going to be like, oh, that car is going perfectly the speed limit, and then look at all those cars behind them. Well, that person needs to be cited. That's not the intent of this bill at all. This bill would be, if we see a large volume of traffic and there's a large bottlenecking in the one area, this would be something of, you know, the signage is really the key point, that it's a reminder out there. But it gives some type of teeth that we currently don't have. We teach it in driver's ed, but we don't have teeth. And again, this is like many of our laws in our traffic books. A lot of them don't get enforced, but they're meant for voluntary compliance. They're there so that people will at least have the reminders and understand that, you know what, I can be stopped for this, impeding the normal and prudent flow of traffic, even if it's slightly above the speed limit. So maybe I should just be a little more courteous and move to the right to allow others to go by. And they go by at their own peril, because I'm pretty sure about, I don't know about you guys, but when I went through elementary school, we had hall monitors that had their little shafts.
I was one.
Okay, well, those were clearly the cool kids then. So, and then what happens is those kids were the ones that told you to slow down the hallway. Well, we're adults now, and we're driving vehicles that are 3,200 pounds or more. We don't need someone sitting there regulating the speed limit on their own accord. We have laws for that. We have law enforcement for that. We live in a hyper-changing environment where people are busy with multiple other things at the same time, and, you know, this is really just another tool to kind of give some teeth to it, right. Give us some merits, but bring on awareness that, you know what, move over. And then the hopeful, the other part of this would be, is that it would bleed over into the two-lane roadways, because this would only be enforceable on three-lane roadways or wider.
All right. But, well, listen, we wish you good luck. I mean, one thing we know from talking to people on this radio station from time to time is this is a big issue with a lot of people. That's a Maryland delegate, William Folden, also an active police officer.